Thank you for calling Graver Machine Tool. Please choose from the following options for immediate assistance or Ken Whitehill. Press 24. For Steve Axford, press 21. For Ken Graber, press 20. To leave a message.
Thank you for calling. Your call will be answered shortly. Please hold.
Grabers.
Hey, is this Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good. I probably don't remember. We spoke a couple quarters ago about some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital, but you said that you didn't have anything coming up at that time but the follow-up towards the end of the year. So that's what I'm doing, you know, just kind of seeing how business has been, see if there's anything we can do to help out.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Nothing changed, really. It's been kind of slow, to be honest, and I'm surely not going to buy anything right now.
Right, right.
Business is going to change until after the election, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, typically, is there kind of like a time that you guys do look to evaluate your business needs, whether it's for
usually,
equipment or capital?
Well, usually year end or first quarter. That's when everybody gets crazy buying and selling and wanting parts made. But it's pretty quiet right now this final quarter.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. I mean, I know it really varies because last time we spoke, I kind of mentioned that the division of the bank I work in specializes in providing financing options to the machine shop and manufacturing industry. And I've seen a lot lately, especially on more of the East Coast. It's been very slow, man. It's been very, very slow towards the end of the year. And a lot of guys are just, you know, having a hard time getting through it and they don't know what to do. So they've cut down on either a lot of the jobs that weren't really making them any money, and a lot of the customers have kind of just dwindled away, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, so we're just surviving, so, and we will. But I'm not going to put myself into debt to where I'm a flyer for a auction, you know? So, I mean, I do a lot of military now. They just came to their year end, and then you usually ramp up their first quarter starting now, you know, so.
Right, so do they put the orders in around this time?
Yeah, about another month they will, but the projection that I just saw, hell, they're the slowest. This 25 years is the least amount of spending they've done ever in 25 years, so. I don't see it changing, to be honest. So, you know, you can check back with me in the spring, but I don't see nothing changing for a while, to be honest.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, are you familiar? There's actually just an article that came out about the budget for military spending. They increased it about 4% this year to $75 billion for 2017. I mean, you think that's going to kind of help you guys in terms of...
It should. Man, I hope. Because they've done nothing this year. They've not spent hardly a dime this past year.
Right.
In the markets that we're in, far, you know, with the military, and we do a lot with them, and it just is not. Hopefully, but I honestly, I think it's not going to, I don't think they're going to spend a dime until after the election.
Right. You know, it's interesting you say that, because I know most of the time, you know, if you land a military contract, of course, these guys, they take a while to pay, man. They take a long time. They'll hit you at that net 90, and you're like, okay, what am I supposed to do? You know, you're not going to pay me for 3 months? What is this? How do I, you know, prepare myself for this? So is most of your client base focused within the military, or do you kind of diversify yourself a little bit so you don't run into cash flow problems?
I'm diverse. I do a lot of other stuff other than military because, God, if I was just military-based, I'd been out of business years ago.
What else do you get into? Because we only spoke briefly the last time, and that's kind of why you told me to follow up.
Yeah, I'm a job shop, you know. So at the end of the day, as far as the job shop work goes for me, you know, it varies. It's industry-driven by sales. I do some retail stuff with my own products.
Mm-hmm.
Racing related, but you know, that's coming up to my busy season, but again, I'm not going to buy any equipment for my product right now just because the economy's slow, people don't have the extra spending.
Mm-hmm.
I may not, you know.
I mean, you guys are out there in Ohio. I would imagine that a lot of your customers would be more oil and gas focused. Is that the case?
Well, they're out there, but that fracking deal has put a bunch of people out this way out of business in oil and gas. So, no, I stay out of automotive and I stay out of oil and gas.
I'm kind of glad that you said that. One of my clients, she just helped out in Dover. I got him approved for one of our deals for a working cap loan. He focuses directly with oil and gas, and what he does is he cuts pipes for the industries, so for his customers, so mm-hmm. like the oil pipes. Excuse me. And I got him some money because he said, "Hey man, I need some cash flow because everything's kind of low right now since." Of course, you know, the industry as a whole is just taking a huge hit.
Yep.
I mean, does that ever happen to you? Because the programs that we offer aren't just specifically tailored to equipment. It's also capital-based as well. And a lot of, have you heard of a working capital loan? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I did it one time years ago with a place called National Funding.
Oh, yeah. We're familiar with National Funding. They're a lender in our network.
Yeah. You know, but... You know, that was a while back, but no, I mean, I'm familiar with that stuff. I'm kind of old school. I want to pay for as much of my stuff as I can. Right now we lean down to as fewest amount of employees that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we don't have to, I don't want to have to borrow from nobody.
Right. I mean, taking the measures to kind of cut the costs when you need to, if it's not being efficient, right?
Right. So,
exactly. No, I completely understand that. It's what's happening within the industry as a whole right now, and a lot of the people that I've been talking to have done that exact thing. You know, they've had to let go from a 20-person floor to a 5-person floor now, and that's
right.
It's drastic measures, but sometimes if you want to make sure that your business survives, that's what you have to do. You know, you have to take those steps, the precautionary steps. Now, you know, Ken, you had mentioned, interestingly enough, that... you know, the election and everything. Do you think that's going to have an effect on your business?
Well, they have to spend money with the military, so yeah, it has to. They've depleted it so poorly that they have to. At the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, if they don't, then we're in trouble.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I kind of want to give you a little background on this type of situation, what's going on within what happens when some new government, you probably know, but when a new, party comes into play in a new office and a new president. The new office comes in, which drastically changes the way that interest rates are going to, be portrayed. And essentially, everybody in the finance industry, everybody in my industry is looking and preparing their clients for higher interest rates. So what they're doing now is they're trying to get as many of their clients locked into rates at this time so that they don't have to worry about higher rates in the future, which is bound to happen. That's kind of like giving my clients a forward look at what's to come, because you're good at doing what you're good at doing and I'm good at doing finance. That's essentially what it comes down to, and I want to be able to help your business in any way that I can, and I want to help my clients' businesses in any way that I can, and giving them a little knowledge and a little facts on what's to come is the best way to help them prepare themselves.
Sure. I mean, if I have the need, I'll definitely give you an opportunity. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, right now I'm just I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. No. And kind of to amuse me here, and just out of curiosity, when I spoke with you last time, I told you that you're already pre-approved with us because of your relationship that you guys had with Financial Pacific. For some of the leasing that you've done, and we said that you were already pre-approved for $250,000, but it's kind of amusing me here and see if, there's something that you could use the money for. What would you do with that type of money in your accounts right now? Is there something you have on the wish list, something that you'd like to do?
Oh, there'd be some equipment. There'd be a couple pieces of equipment we'd buy, and we'd improve our production on what we're existing, some of the parts that we're existing making. But I'm still making money. I would just improve my profit margin, and then I could pick up other work. But
so is there a reason why you're not like doing that at this particular time? I mean, are you just super unsure of what's going on?
Yeah, I want to see what I want to see what the changes in government's going to do before I'd spend $200,000 on a piece of equipment.
Right. I mean, do you have like a piece in mind? Like, have you been kind of browsing around and looking at a few pieces?
I look all the time, but at the end of the day, I don't want to have to worry about trying to make a $5,000 a month payment.
Right. And, so I mean,
you know, because at the end of the day, you guys want your money too, and then if I run into a tough time, you know, I don't need to be worrying about how I'm gonna make a payment. So.
Yeah, no, and I completely understand where you're coming from. A lot of business owners that I deal with, they, you know, are unsure of the types of programs that they would even get approved for and see what would work best with their business. And, you know, but it doesn't hurt, though, to see what you can get approved for, to see if there's a program that can work and see if it's something that will fit, especially now, right before the election comes up, you know. And I'm sure, like you've said plenty of times already since we've been talking, that when this new government comes in, we don't know what's going to happen. But have you been taking steps to kind of prepare yourself?
Oh, yeah, we're in good shape. We'll be in good shape. We'll survive it. I'll survive it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because to be honest with you, the government work that we've done in the past few years, it's not been stellar, but we would have survived without it. And the workload that we do, the kind of stuff that we do, our present government hasn't helped me a bit. So I've managed to get by the last 8 years with the dumbass that we have in there. So I should be able to make it on one of these two, whichever one of these two dumbasses make it.
Yeah, I like referring to them as nimwits.
Well, I'll be a professional and I'll just call them dumbasses at this point, I guess. There's other words I'd like to use for them, but
it's more. It's more of an entertainment show right about now, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Did you happen to watch the debate and everything and see?
Oh yeah, I watch all of them. I do. Yeah, it's kind of a interesting but yet annoying, and it's like, okay.
Yeah,
know,
I think.
Minutes, I'm done.
Yeah, nope. That's kind of where I was standing. I didn't, really enjoy seeing a lot of it because it was more along the lines of a screaming show rather than an actual debate.
Well, yeah, that's not debate. That's just finger pointing and prodding at each other, bullying one another.
Yeah,
kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Look, hey, you know, I don't want to waste a lot more of your time here, but I just want to let you know that with our programs, I know one of your worries is the payments and everything, and especially with, you know, a new office coming into play, you're not sure if the interest rates will go up or how much they will go up. But with some of our programs that we offer, just a quick background on it, we don't require a down payment for the equipment financing portion of it, which means obviously you don't have to have money out of your accounts. You can keep the cash on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we offer a 90-day deferred option. So that gives you plenty of time to make sure that piece of equipment's running efficiently, already producing you a profit, and then boom, you know, if it's producing your profit and you're able to cover the regular monthly interest costs, then shouldn't really, you know, be a problem because you're increasing your margins drastically. But look, I want to be able to help you out here and see if there's something that we can work out and see if there's something that, you know, even if it's on your wish list, I'd like to see if there's a program that we might be able to get you approved for, and if you have, you know, time to play around with some numbers. What we have is just like a really simple application process. It's a one-page app, kind of basic information about the company when you go through this process. And we just require a few other documents, and then we're able to get you like an answer on like the types of terms that we can get you on, the rates, how long, and everything like that. So, you know, if you're looking to bring on these new pieces of machinery, these new machines that you're looking at before year's end, especially if you're trying to take advantage of some tax write-offs, love to see if there's something we can do to help you out there.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing nothing this year. Honestly, I'm not. I'm not going to spend no money. I'm not going to worry about trying to, you know, again, make the payments. So if anything, I get it with the interest rates, you know, I would say give me a call back in March or April, and we'll go from there. Judge for me over the winter months. And I'll take my chances. I just, you know, hell, I'm, I'm close to wanting to retire and get out of this mess too, you know. So, and I have an option to sell to somebody, but at the end of the day, I just, you know, I'm not gonna spread myself too thin.
Mm-hmm.
But of course.
Call me
in March or April.
Yeah,
and we can talk again.
Of course.
Nothing's gonna happen at least until then. So.
Okay. Not a problem. I do want to be able to make sure that you have my contact information just in case something does come up.
You want to email it to me?
Yeah, what's the best email? I can just shoot you over my contact info and kind of a little information on our company as well.
Okay, it's GMT, just like Graber Machine Tool.
Mm-hmm.
313@yahoo.com.
Okay. So I'm just going to shoot you over, you know, my information, information about the company and my contact info too. So if something does come up, you know, because like we've been talking this entire time, we really have no idea what's going to happen, man. We don't know where this end of the year is going to take us. We don't even know where the beginning of the year is going to take us because there's so many things, so many moving parts that are just coming on right now. But I would love to be able to, you know, be in the ring when you are looking at either, you know, needing some cash on hand or looking to bring on a new piece of equipment.
Perfect. Yep.
All right, Ken, I'll shoot over that email in a couple minutes. Keep an eye out for it. Sometimes these things might end up in the spam folder because it's got our domain name as a bank. So just check that out and put me in a folder and give me a call, man. I'll follow up with you, you know, next quarter.
Very good.
All right, Ken. It's good talking to you, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.